Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Nearly 40,000 customers in North Carolina may be without electricity for days after authorities say someone fired multiple gunshots into two electrical substations last night. Jay Price of member station WUNC has more.
Moore County Sheriff Ronnie Fields said state and local law enforcement officers investigating the case had been joined by the FBI.
So they're on board and they're working with us to determine exactly who done this. Now I can say this, individual that done this, it was targeted. It wasn't random.
Fields said there would be a countywide curfew overnight and key power equipment would remain under guard. County officials opened an emergency shelter to help residents cope with expected sub-freezing temperatures Sunday night and said schools would be closed Monday. For NPR News, I'm Jay Price in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
A surge in RSV and flu cases has strained hospital systems across the country, including in Oregon, where hospitals have run out of beds for critically ill children and infants. Oregon Public Broadcasting's April Ehrlich has more.
Oregon is allowing all pediatric intensive care units to implement crisis of care standards, meaning nurses can treat more patients at a time and take other measures to stretch resources. Hospitals have moved some infants to neonatal ICUs, typically reserved for premature newborns. Now those facilities are strained. Oregon allows hospitals to use these emergency care standards when resources are severely limited and when there's no option to transfer patients elsewhere. Oregon's hospital leaders won't say if they're struggling to transfer patients out of state. They also say they're not triaging patients, wherein they prioritize patients based on their survivability. For NPR News, I'm April Ehrlich in Portland, Oregon.
Investors will get new information about the services side of the economy this week. NPR's Scott Horsley reports stocks are coming off a positive start to December.
A survey of business managers due out on Monday will offer new details about the strength of the services economy. A companion survey released last week showed a slowdown in manufacturing activity for the first time since the beginning of the pandemic. All the major stock indexes gained ground this past week, with the Dow climbing about 0.25%, the S&P 500 index rising more than 1%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ jumping more than 2%. Investors were initially shaken by a jobs report Friday showing stronger-than-expected wage gains in November and the possibility that could fuel inflation. For now, though, markets are betting the Federal Reserve will stick with a smaller interest rate hike at the next Fed policy meeting in mid-December. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Asian markets are trading higher at this hour. The Nikkei, the main market in Japan, is up 0.1%. The Asia Dow is up 0.2%. You're listening to NPR News. A longtime former congressman from Arizona has died. Jim Colby was 80 years old. NPR's Amy Held reports the moderate Republican congressman was often at odds with his own party.
Jim Colby got into politics at a young age, working as a teenage page for Senator Barry Goldwater. In 1985, Colby was elected to Congress as a Republican, representing a majority Democratic district in southern Arizona. He bucked his party and supported immigration, abortion, and gay rights. After a decade in office, Colby announced he was gay, but said it didn't affect how he legislated. He had voted against federal recognition of same-sex marriage, later changing his stance and marrying his partner. He retired from Congress in 2007, switching to the Independent Party in 2018, telling Arizona Public Media Congress had gotten more polarized and dysfunctional.
But I'm hopeful. I think the institutions are great. And I think they will pull us through.
The Arizona governor has ordered flags flown at half staff. Amy Held, NPR News.
At the weekend box office, Black Panther: Wakanda Forever took the top spot again with an estimated $17 million in ticket sales in its fourth weekend. That brings its domestic total to $393 million. In second place, Violent Night, an R-rated action comedy about a cranky Santa, debuted with $13 million. In third place, Disney's animated movie Strange World with $4 million. So far, it's taken in $25 million domestically. U.S. futures contracts are trading lower at this hour. All three major indices down about 0.1%. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.